Everybody sat back and wondered why you had a ton of big name free agents still available in baseball. Well, one is off the market right now. The San Diego Padres signed Manny Machado to a 10-year, $300 million deal.
Oh, my God.
Fully guaranteed.
$30
million a year, Manny Machado. The Padres.
The single biggest free agent contract in American sports history.
Insane. So now I think a lot of those guys that are sitting back wondering, man, the hell this money's going to come from? Seems like nothing's happening. Well, that's going to be the first shoe that drops. Well, and that set the market. So now Bryce Harper is saying, I'm not selling for anything under that. Surely,
oh,
right?
Yeah, surely not. Yeah. Harper's going to expect 325, 350, something like that.
Seriously?
Oh, my God.
Why don't they do $300 million and $1?
Yep.
Serious.
And $1?
And $1.
You're the highest paid free agent ever.
325, 350?
Yeah.
350. And now Mike Trout's licking his chops.
Oh, Lord.
Because now billion? That's...
What will he go for?
I don't think he's going to go for a billion, Mike.
How old is he, Norm?
A billion?
How old's Trout?
He's in his upper 20s
he's
right
27.
Now.
He's 27. Yeah, he can't go
by
for
the way,
a billion.
Harper's only 26. And Manny Machado is 26.
10 years.
That only takes him to 36. He's got every opportunity in the world to play out 10 star years for that amount of money. Yeah.
Insane.
Yep.
And it's more, even more insane that it's the Padres. We're not used to San Diego doing anything like that, dipping their toe into that water.
They have, why they can, I guess.
They're cliff diving now.
Well, they have assembled, my opinion, the best farm system in all of baseball. They've got kids coming out of their ears. They've got about six kid outfielders. They've got the second best prospect in baseball, Tatis, to play shortstop. Or will he move to third and Machado play short? They've got Luis Urias at second base, and then second baseman stacked up behind him. They've got, oh my God, they've just got everybody. And now San Diego wants pitching. Do they have any more to spend? Is there a guy that they would spend on? Or, now that some of their prospects are blocked, might they trade one of those kids for a good prospect?
If you're going to go $300 million for Machado, then what's the biggest free agent pitcher that's left out there?
The biggest free agent starting pitcher is Dallas Keuchel.
Then go for him also.
Next best is Gio Gonzalez. Now, would you call the Rangers to get a price-sensitive solid starting pitcher like Mike Minor for one of the kids in your minor league system? And I have one in mind.
Okay.
Padres have a third baseman who reached double A at the end of last season named Hudson Potts. Really good prospect. He's 20. But he's totally blocked now. He's a third baseman, Donovan, from South Lake Carroll. I sure hope John Daniels and A.J. Preller are talking, because that's a terrific prospect. But now, the Padres are now in the mode of, now we can trade some of our farm talent for a pitcher or two, and on we go. Wow, $300 million. And he'll be the highest paid player in baseball for 4 days?
A week?
A week?
Because Harper and the Phillies, now Philadelphia is a huge market, but you don't think of them as just going headfirst into those waters also. And it looks like that Philly is the leading candidate to get Bryce Harper at $300 million.
Or more. Because now with Machado off the market, do the Dodgers become a player for Harper? Probably not the Yankees, but the Phillies seem to be in the driver's seat for Harper now.
That's insane.
How about the Rangers?
Don't think so.
Didn't the A-Rod thing come out of Rangers. Absolutely nowhere?
Yes.
It did.
Yep.
What if that happened tomorrow? Bryce Harper, 10 years, 30 one.
300, 100, 101.
And just say, there you go, new stadium next year. You got interest this year. I know it's not going to happen, but.
Tell you the truth, Mike. I'd rather sign Machado than Harper, given the Rangers situation.
Well, yeah, I think he's a better player.
Machado?
Yeah. I mean, they're both really good, but.
Boy, he's, both of them are really, really, really good. And they're, the thing about them is they came up so early in life that they've achieved free agency so early in life. Manny Machado doesn't turn 27 years old until July. And Harper doesn't turn 27 years old until October. I mean, you get a lot of these contracts that stretch into the, like they're 40 years old and things like that. These guys will be 36 years old when their 10-year contract is up. They may have one more big contract left in
their life.
They
break the bank again.
Oh, my God. It's stunning.
What's the saying? You get rich and then we break the bank?
Yes, that's Lee Steinberg's statement.
I always like
first I make you filthy rich, then we break the bank.
I wonder what that says, though, that it's the Padres and not a team that we consider to always be front runners for guys like that, because they just have an open wallet. They can pay anyone anything. And now it's San Diego. Doesn't that give you a little hope for other teams, other smaller market teams, that, okay, I know it's going to take the world to get these guys, but it looks like we can compete as far as getting names to come out here and play for us.
Let's take the Houston Astros model, okay? What'd the Astros do? Oh, God, they gathered incredible young talent.
Right.
Incredible young talent. But young talent is cheap.
Yes. And then they had to use some of that money to bring in some veteran guys to pay a little bit to complete that whole entire roster.
All of a sudden, Justin Verlander shows up on their staff.
Right.
All of a sudden, the veteran solid catcher Brian McCann joins them. All of a sudden, they get a nice veteran stabilizing influence in J.J. Redick in the outfield. And that, if you've got really, really outstanding young talent, you're not paying that young talent much at all.
Right.
You can dip into that free agent market and sign some really good players and still not be paying your team much.